Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at being prisoners of words. Our own words can so often make prisoners out of our own lives. And we need to learn and understand that out of the man or woman's mouth, we speak life or death, blessing or cursing, prison or freedom, sickness or health. So words are vital because we are people after God's own image, and God is a speaking God, and He spoke life into existence. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Mark 11:23. I'm reading from the Amplified. He says here, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Goliath, some of you might have a Goliath. Some of you might have got a report like Zoe had. Some of you might be told you can't afford it, and we're taking your car or your house. You might have a Goliath right now. Your child's in jail. They're on drugs. Things are going crazy. You might have a Goliath. Everybody has Goliaths in their life. But you know what you find when you come into Christ Family Church? You find in the spirit realm heads of Goliaths all around. We've had to take down some giants. Those who've been with me long enough, you've seen those giants come down. I assure you, most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, does not doubt in his heart, does not doubt in his heart, in God's unlimited power. You're not believing yourself. You believe in God. Amen? You know, people say, believe in yourself. Just believe in yourself. You can do all things. Believe in yourself. I can do all things. Not yet. Through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. All right? We got scripture for that. Yes. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph. Not yet. In Christ Jesus. Amen. You see, you got to get this thing right. Not believe in yourself. You're believing in Christ and His unlimited power. Are you with that?
Yes.
All right, now watch here. He says, you don't doubt in your heart in God's unlimited power, but you believe that what you say in Christ's power is going to take place. It will be done for him in accordance with God's will.
Amen.
In accordance with God's will. So if it's in his will, I can do it. If I'm in accordance with his will. Healing is part of his will. Victory is part of his will. Protection, peace, joy, all that kind of restoration is all in his will. How do you know? How do you know God's will? His word is his will, and his will is his word. The old covenant, the new will and testament. It's his will. It's called his will, the new will and testament. And the testator, it goes into effect, I said in the first service today, the testator, when he dies, that will goes into effect. Jesus lived, died, and rose again. So his will went into effect. Amen. Now I'm an inheritor.
Amen.
I'm an inheritor. It's my inheritance. All that God's got is my inheritance. So he says in 1 John 5:14, and this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have the petitions we have desired of him. Well, how do I know he hears us? Psalm 34:15. You've got to get your life wrapped around the word. Psalm 34:15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. And then verse 17 says, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears, and he delivers him out of all his problems. And then verse 19, he says, Many are the afflictions of us, the righteous, but the Lord delivers you out of every one. Come on, how can you lose? So he says in 1 John 5:14, if you ask anything according to his will, he hears you. And if you know he hears you, you know you have the petition you desire of him. So I go to his will, okay, healing, boom, I know he heard me. I'm praying according to his will. You can't go wrong. Abraham, David, Jesus, and all the great matriarchs and patriarchs of old, and many others living today in the world, the Catherine Kuhlmans and the Benny Hinns and all these people living now, all of these people and in heaven, won the war of words. Every one of them have won the war of words. Amen. So I want you to start taking stock of your words, because your words can destroy your life, or your words can make you victorious in life. Your words can make you wealthy. Your words can make you poor. Your words can make you healthy. Your words can make you sick. You got to learn to believe the word of God. He said, it's in your mouth, the power. And then he says in Deuteronomy 30:19, he said, I call all of heaven and earth to witness against you today. I put before you, he says, I'm putting it before you, life and death, blessings and cursings. Then he goes on to say, choose wisely, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Write that down, Deuteronomy 30:19. You'll see that I'm not lying again. Choose life that both you and your seed may live. Well, what's life? Healing. What's life? Prosperity. What's life? Peace. What's life? Joy. He said, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. It's up to me. I choose. He said, I put before you. Make a choice. Make a decision. Make a choice. So many people got the song in their heart. They live by the song. Hey, sirrah, sirrah. Whatever will be, will be. You make it happen. You make it happen for you. Come on. If you look at Men Who Built America and others, but I've been watching a series, I love it. The Men Who Built America, absolutely amazing to see these guys, what they did. But I'm telling you, they had such a tenacity. I don't know if they were children of God. I think some of them back then, God was pretty big. And they would say what they were going to do, and my God, they did it. I had a saying when I was growing up. I didn't know what I was saying. I wasn't aware of this. But I used to say, when a man says it or a woman says it, it's only a matter of time. When you say it, it's only a matter of time. If you're saying it in faith, now you can be saying it in faith for good, or you can be saying it in faith for bad. You know, they have the saying in the world today, save it for a rainy day. You think that rainy day means something good? No, let's get our expectation up for disaster. Let's save it for a rainy day in case I get hit with cancer and I need doctors. No, no, no. My rainy days are celebrations. I'll save it, and it's good to save. I'll save it for celebration. I'm not going to prepare for myself to die early, to get sick, to have an accident. I'm going to need it for a disaster. No, I'm not preparing for that. I'm saving it for something good. Amen. We're taking a trip to Israel. Who wants to come? It's going to cost $7,000 each. Oh, saved some money. Let's go celebrate. It's not going to cost that much, but we're going to go as well. And I want to just tell you something as well. If you're silent in the face of adversity, you lose by default. And I've said this so many times, don't run at your devil or your giants with your mouth shut. These are things that we say naturally out of our lives, and what's in our heart comes out. So if the wrong things are coming out, you're going to live the wrong life. So what do? I get the word, and I start putting the word in. I start putting the word in. I can do this. I am the head. I'm not the tail. I'm above. I'm not beneath. Everything I put my hand to prospers. I'm debt free. I'm alcohol free. Come on. Amen. I'm drug free. Not, hi, my name is GK. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, God. There you go again. Just solidifying your alcoholism. When we had those meetings in our church, we'll start them again one day. We used to say, I am a recovered alcoholic. At least give it some life. I want you to know a war of words is going on every single day in your life. There's a war of words taking place every day of your life. Oh, sweet Jesus. And how you fought that war will determine how you live or die. And listen, David, when he ran at Goliath, Goliath spoke, the devil's speaking. How many of you know the devil's speaking to you? Do you know he's talking to you, right? You're not going to afford it. You're going to get sick. Your family had it. You're going to get it. Right? The devil speaks into your head. And you've got to outspeak him. When Goliath saw David coming at him, he said, I'm going to do this, that, and the other to you. And I'm going to make you and your God and all this and that. He spoke. He spoke. And David outspoke him five times. Five times as much. Go read that. Don't take my word for it. Go read it in the book of Kings. David outspoke Goliath as he ran to Goliath. You better speak at your giants, because if you don't, they're speaking to you. You're lying in bed and you know, oh God, how am I going to make it tomorrow? Oh God, the money. Oh God, the sickness. Oh God, the doctor's appointment. And you're lying in bed and the devil's bombarding you. You got to say, shut up now. I'm going to sleep healthy. I wanted to read you something. This is from a book that I have. It's a daily devotion. It's really a brilliant book. And this was a couple of days ago, and I read this, I thought, wow. You know, Ecclesiastes 11:1 says, cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days it'll return to you. He's talking about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days it'll return to you. We use that for offerings mostly, all right? He says, they that regard the clouds will not sow, and they that regard the wind will not reap. That's what it says in verse 4. But over here, Ecclesiastes 11:1, cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days it'll return to you. You'll find it. Then here's the author's paraphrase, and this is his talking. Seeds need direction. That makes sense, right?
Yes.
It needs to be put in sand. It needs water. It needs direction for whatever it is you're sowing. A seed is lonely and homeless until it is given a task to accomplish. They found some seeds, they said, were 2,000 years old in a somewhere, container somewhere in the world. And they planted them and they sprouted. 2,000 years old. And they actually grew. Think about that. So it says here, a seed is lonely and homeless until it is given a task to accomplish. Direct your seed. Put it on the right course. I'm talking about your words now. That's your seed, right? Put it on the right course. Give it a destination. So rather than just throwing it out there, wishing and hoping, aim it with purpose. I say, my body's healthy. I walk in divine health every day of my life according to Isaiah 53:5. I walk according to 1 Peter 2:24. Walk in divine absolute health. My body's healthy. I am directing my seed and I'm purposely putting it where it needs to go. I'm aiming it with purpose. Don't aimlessly allow your seed to sit on hard, unreceptive ground, dying or being blown away by the winds of visionless men. Oh, you can't start that business. Oh, you will never amount to it. No, you don't allow that seed in your life. I love this because I just read it the other day and I thought, I've got to bring this to you. Watch what he says here. Attach your seed to vision.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall campus at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us in our 10 a.m. services located at our